The Dave McGillivray Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGillivrayFoundation.org for more information.
B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Second down and 7 from the 30. Brady from the right hash with a play fake to Michelle. Stands in the pocket. Fires to the right. Pass is caught by Sanu. A strike to the New England 49. He's tackled on the far sideline by Murray. And Whitehead.
Listen to the people, Sanu chant. I like that. I like that to the repertoire. Deep crossing route off a great play action fake by Brady. And a good authoritative throw right over the middle of the field. A dart 19-yard pickup to the big receiver.
Mohamed Sanu made his Patriots debut yesterday. Big first down catch there. How'd you like Sanu?
It's good. He got lit up on that first third down. Brady almost got him croaked.
Yeah, he did.
Kind of had to throw it behind him, and then he got double teamed. I thought he took a good headshot there. Got up. Didn't seem to faze him, but that throw and that deep drag there was Brady's best throw of the night. He had to get it over top of three underneath linebackers. He had a guy in trail technique and just barely fit that ball in there. So,
I can't wait for Sounds of Sunday coming up at 12:50 later this hour. Ian Rappaport had this report yesterday as it relates to Tom Brady and his receivers.
I would describe it, Rich, as partly cloudy. Let me explain why. So Tom Brady, of course, we know he's left it open about his future, but there's something going on right now that has Tom Brady frustrated, not necessarily at anyone, but at the situation. He is frustrated with the turnover at receiver, mainly because, think about this, he dedicated so much time to Antonio Brown, trying to get him right, trying to get him into the team. Then he was released, and this week, Josh Gordon, who Brady has spent so much time personally and professionally trying to help, he was put on IR. His tenure was done. Couple that with the fact he has not been definitive on his future. Kurt, I imagine you guys got some things to discuss.
Okay, that is Rap Sheet yesterday saying that Brady is frustrated with the current situation and turnover at receiver on this team, citing the release of Antonio Brown and the soon-to-be release of Josh Gordon.
Okay, so they went out and got you Sanu, who basically is a better version of Gordon, right? Replaced him. I didn't see any breakout speed from Gordon. Gordon's a big guy. He's physical. He would catch a hitch and would fall forward 5 yards and, you know, he'd carry some guys. But we never saw the speed that we saw when he was with the Browns. You know, that high-end speed, the 22-mile-per-hour next-gen stat speed where he was running. He could run on a treadmill like that, but he can't do it with pads on. So whatever happened last week with Gordon, whether he went AWOL, whether he went MIA, or whether it's just not working out, they moved on from him. Then he went and got you Sanu and gave him a second-round pick. They drafted N'Keal Harry, number one over, you know, first-round pick. He's coming back next week. They went and got you Antonio Brown.
You know that for a fact?
What's that?
N'Keal Harry back next week?
Yeah, I think he's back.
Okay.
This week. He practiced last week. I think he played this week.
Okay.
I got an open roster spot still from Bennett.
I'd expect him to play this week.
Okay.
Yeah.
That still represents turnover, though, in new guys.
It's turnover. It's frustrating because it's like continuity up front with the offensive line, the passing game, because you hear the stuff with Edelman. Yeah, and he keeps talking about the trust with Edelman and anything Jules, it's just there's so much trust there between us. And Brady wants to get everybody else to that level. I think he's getting there with Dorsett. He picks and chooses when he wants to go to Dorsett. Dorsett's fine. See, I think when you have a full, healthy system, and I think they looked at it with Dorsett, you know, potentially Harry, whether you want Gordon, Edelman, Sanu, James White, now you're starting to get to something. What, tell me Ben Watson can't do a little more than what he did yesterday? Ben could go vertical and catch the ball. That's something these other tight ends couldn't do. Watson could be incorporated into this passing game a little bit more. Start trusting him more. So I think maybe he'll get there. I can understand the frustration from Matt's standpoint. You're juggling people up front, you know, and sometimes you don't win at the line of scrimmage with some of these guys. Edelman's probably the only guy that wins quickly. Or James White, and you got to be so creative with it.
So you buying the report or not?
I'm not. I think there's a full understanding of what you have right now. They went out and got him Sanu.
I think it's so carefully worded that there's truth in it. He's not upset at anybody. He's just upset at the situation.
I've been told he and Bill are so good. He and Bill are as good as they've been in a long time.
That's fine. Yeah. But the fact that which to me, when you say he's not upset at anybody, he's just upset at the situation.
Yeah, he wants to be better. He's used to operating at an extremely high level.
Carefully crafting what they're telling their people through their back channels in the media.
There's no way that this
I don't want to take a shot at anybody.
This quarterback is
But I wouldn't mind it being known that I'm a little frustrated with how things have gone and the planning of the position. Which I don't think is new.
Well, it's like they're scrambling to make it work on the go.
I think the Brady defenders have written and said these things already. Chris Gasper's column on the planning at the position a few weeks ago.
Like, this is it now. You know, this is it. This is what you roll with now. This is your allotment.
Yeah.
And but throw Harry in the mix.
The Antonio Brown thing is, to me, that's just laughable. Well, the time you spent on Antonio Brown for 11 days? Are you kidding me?
No, he's talking about Gordon. Like, he was referencing Gordon in that.
In what?
Report. The rap sheet report.
And Antonio Brown.
Both.
Oh, he did? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That part is ridiculous. Josh Gordon, I get. Josh Gordon was here. Spent considerable time here.
Yeah, Brown's the guy he wanted. That's who he wanted.
And he gets mentioned why? Because Brady still feels like he should be here. Or still wants him here.
That the league should still deal with it, yeah.
So
like the Chiefs. Like the Chiefs get their guy. Like they let the league deal with it. They figure it out. They get their guy, and he plays.
Right, so still pouty about that.
Yeah.
And, okay, all right. And feeling like, what's the need to cut Josh Gordon? You can still have Mohamed Sanu and still have Josh Gordon. You can still do that.
Right. I think that's what was expected. That's
all right, so that's where the frustration could be.
I knew Sanu's coming in. They were excited to see that. Then something happened with Gordon that day.
All right, you don't have to remove Gordon from the equation to add Sanu. And that's maybe how he's looking at it. And the way it was carefully worded with the not mad at anybody, mad at the not frustrated with anyone or upset with anyone in particular, just the situation. Not blaming anyone.
Yeah.
Just frustrated. Mm-hmm. Like that's carefully crafted. Mm-hmm. That's just how it feels. And everybody seems to be talking right now because everyone's got a lot of this content to report on right now. All these guys do. Rap Sheet, Schefter. I don't know. Feels like there's a lot of loose lips going on right now. What'd you make of Schefter's report yesterday? The big, long, written one on ESPN.com. Do not underestimate Robert Kraft and all of this.
Sounds to me like the corner office didn't like what was being spun last week. So just don't forget, there's a guy here that signs the bottom right corner. And I can make things happen. Like, dare me. You know?
Reeling Schefter back in? Like, hey, Adam.
Why don't you pull that back in?
Why don't you slow that down a little bit?
Dude? Why don't you make that abyss a little bit bigger?
Why don't you slow down this Brady's leaving New England thing a little bit?
Sometimes you don't want to jump into that abyss. That's a hell of a drop.
Hey, buddy.
Once you make that first step.
Slow down. Slow your roll.
Better have one of those parachute packs on that abyss, man. That's a big step down.
Slow down over here, boss.
Yeah.
Slow down, okay? Don't you worry about us. Don't you worry about what we're going to be doing. All right.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, yeah.
It's like he gets to Schefter and he's like, you better tell your friend there, whoever's feeding you all the Tom Brady stuff, he keeps it up. Now you can't leave.
Yeah.
I just locked
the door.
Yeah, tell your friend Tom or whoever keeps getting you to put this stuff or Bill or any stuff out there. Now none of yous can leave.
Hey,
I'll pay you so much where you'd have to be an absolute moron to leave.
Hey, you know how that call goes? Hey, Adam, whichever of my employees fed you that information, they all work for me. Okay? I employ them. Just remind them of that. And at the end of the day, don't underestimate me.
That's pretty powerful.
That's basically how that goes. Whoever you talked to last week,
see that happen
before the Jets game,
yeah,
on or off camera, in addition to the on camera,
right?
They all work for me down there, and watch you reel that in a little bit. Slow down that whole Brady's leaving New England thing.
Why don't you put that in an article?
Do me a favor. Why don't you rearrange those three Brady options of yours that you keep putting him going to another team or him staying here as last on your list?
Yeah.
Why don't you reconsider that for your next broadcast? Okay there, Ace? Thanks.
Ace. Ace, you said 10%.
Thanks a lot. Really appreciate that. Some details from that story. More of your call. Sounds of Sunday coming up at 12:50. Here's the action update.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Six 617-779-0985. Adam Schefter reporting on Tom Brady yesterday. Everybody seems to be talking. Everybody seems to want to report on this, which, again, I don't think came out of nowhere. I don't think it came out of nowhere. Here's the good news, though, about all this. The Schefter report does say the relationships at One Patriot Place are currently terrific. Things are good. The working relationship with Tom and Bill Belichick right now is terrific, the source said. And I think we've seen signs of that, don't you, Zo?
Yeah. Yeah, I watch the interaction on the sideline. I mean, there are years where, and even camps where they're not even on the same field. But I've seen Bill go out of his way to embrace him. They slap him on his rear. He slaps him on his rear. He comes and talks to him. And this has happened in the last 3 or 4 weeks here. Talking about sideline interaction coming off the field, getting the next thing going, or after a big drive, Belichick going out of his way to get Tom off the field.
They walked off together yesterday.
Yeah.
After Bill got his 300th win.
It's a big win. How about the stuff that's said by Kraft in the locker room after it on Patriots.com?
Yeah.
Great locker room video. And there's going to be more. I guess the one with Bill and Bill talking is coming out today. So there's some pretty good stuff still coming out of that locker room.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
But the report is that their relationship is in a good place.
It looks like it. Sure does. I'm just sitting back and watching it where, okay, when they know the camera's not on them, how are they acting? And you see, it seems copacetic. It's great. They both want to win. That's what they want. They need each other.
617-779-0985. Chris in Plainville. What's up, Chris? Good to talk to you.
What's up, Beagle? Hey, Joe.
Hey.
Where are you calling us from?
I'm at work.
Oh, sounds terrible.
I'm on the Bluetooth. Sorry about that. How's that? A little better?
Not really.
All right. So earlier,
I'm going to put you on hold. That's not going to work. That's bad sound. You usually have
it working.
Usually has a good phone. Yeah. Paul in Rhode Island. Paul.
Oh, boy.
Nope, that's not going to work either.
It's worse.
Tom in Newbury. Tom.
We'll just keep going.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Tom.
Very
there
nice
we
phone,
go.
Tom.
Good phone.
How are you?
Hey.
Good, thanks. Very good, thanks. How are you guys doing?
Great.
Big, I got something for you. What about Tom Brady? If he does not play for the Pats next year, going to the Giants for a 2-year contract under head coach Josh McDaniels, they release Eli and bring their young quarterback, Daniel Jones, along.
What, are you just going to bench the kid?
He's already starting, though.
Yeah. No, I know. But
they'll ruin him.
Think so?
Yeah. You're already in with this kid.
They've already started the transition. He's already starting. They're not going to.
Then he
should
have just played Eli out and let him ruin the whole year.
They're not going to go backwards and shelf a rookie for a short term plan with Brady. That's not.
If I'm Brady and I'm looking at that, why do I not want to go there? Look at that team.
I don't know.
No. What, play was to hand the ball to Saquon Barkley? Oh, that gets me excited. Handing the ball off. Yeah.
All right, Chris in Plainville. Let's try that again.
Is that any better?
No. Just go.
I don't care.
Hang on. All right, how's that?
Better, yes, way better.
There we go. That's what we're looking for.
All right,
what are you, in a spaceship?
Earlier, you said that Patriots' toughest games coming up are going to be Houston, Baltimore, right?
Next five. They got the good games coming up.
Three away games.
All right.
These next five are the good ones.
How do you not put the Cowboys in that category?
Oh, they're in there.
Regardless of coaching. Because
the game's here and their coach.
I think they're in there.
Worst coach ever, Freddie Kitchens, right? Nick Chubb runs 131 yards. Frank Mueller has over 100 yards on the Patriots.
Yep.
You got, arguably, Dallas has one of the best offensive lines in football.
Yep.
They got one of the best running backs in football.
Yep.
I'm going on a limb here and saying that's going to be the Patriots' first loss.
Yeah, I'm
going
to put three big guys in. I'm going to go with my bigs. I'm going to put an eight-man front. I'm going to take Gilmore, and I'm going to put him on Cooper and say ball game.
No way.
Okay.
What are you going to? You're going to double Gallup? Put one on one on Cooper. Come on.
What? Oh, you don't think Gilmore can handle Amari Cooper?
No, I'm going on a limb. 24-21 Cowboys.
Here at Gillette.
Okay, let's discuss this. They are very well. They're suited to do what the Browns started to do yesterday, not because the Browns are smart, but because it was pouring rain and they've got a strength at running back with Nick Chubb. They've got one of the best running backs in the game, the same way the Cowboys have a great running back in Ezekiel Elliott, and the Cowboys have a much better offensive line, as Chris and Plainville just pointed out. Yeah. Much, much better offensive line than what the Cowboys have.
Yeah.
So they're going to be able to block, and they've got the running back. And
that game is so far away.
They've got a quarterback who will, I think, not completely let it go down his leg the way that Baker Mayfield did with that shovel pass yesterday. They should do a better job of protecting the football. They have some semblance of a team, despite their idiot coach, who's not as big of an idiot as Freddie Kitchens. We know that.
I just remember doing some Bellastrator stuff with the Jets and the Cowboys and just sitting there pretty much giggling at some of the calls by the Cowboys.
I'm not discounting the Cowboys as one of these tough games in the next five. Zoe, you said it's going to be, they're going to crush them.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to happen. They could have.
They'll win by 10 or more. That's crushing people.
Well, I don't think you have to crush them.
Okay. But I think they'll win by 10 or more. 27-14, somewhere in there. I could see that.
Are you going to be unhappy if you don't win by 10 or more?
No, not at all. And we'll see what the Cowboys look like.
I think you could beat the Cowboys. I think you could beat the Cowboys by a touchdown and have it be a good win. I think you could beat the Cowboys by a field goal and have it be a good win.
Beat them by one and have it be a good win.
Than the win you had yesterday.
Right.
I think that's possible because the opponent is better than the crap the Patriots have played to this point. So you don't have to crush everybody.
And the offense has
to. You don't have to win
wrong by
double digits for it to be a good win. You can have close games that are better wins than what the Patriots have had to this point, blowing everybody out.
That Buffalo win was a good win.
It was
You're on a road, in your division. That defense is built well. That's a good win.
Hank in New Hampshire on the... No, not doing that. Hank wanted to talk about the goat shoes to Brady. The goat shoes that were given to Brady at the end of the game. I'm going to do this. I'm going to give you the...
What's he, at a donkey
glue
factory?
I'm going to give you the point that a lot of people have tried to bring up here in the last couple of weeks, and it was brought up again yesterday, that the gift from OBJ to Brady was a retirement gift, that Brady is on a secret retirement tour that the players know about, that we're seeing right in front of our eyes. He keeps getting these gifts. Was that a retirement gift that he got from Odell Beckham Jr.?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
No. I think Odell wants to play with him so bad, he's going to do everything he can to just kiss his ass. This was Kiss Brady's Ass Week down here in Cleveland.
Did you hear that Brady was waiting for him outside the...
Yeah, with his son. Wanted to meet him.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's OBJ, man. My kid loved to meet
kids
him.
Love him.
Yeah, how can you not?
The kids love him.
After he made that one catch, that one-handed catch, kids went nuts over him. He looks weird in a Cleveland uniform, though. So used to seeing him in a Giant uniform.
Yeah, it's a little different.
Yeah.
A little different.
He was getting frustrated yesterday, too. Kind of out of the mix. Baker was trying to force the ball at times. Almost hung him out to dry the one. He's screaming at him. Yeah. Screamed at him, too, in front of the Patriots bench. It's like, what are you hanging me out for? Their quarterback wouldn't do that.
Bill's in Maine. Hi, Bill.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey.
Good phone.
So, Beto, like Hottie, you guys are awesome.
Hottie.
Hey, listen. So, my point right now I want to make, well, not a point, I want to get your take on it, is so we just played the Browns, right? And we've seen what happened there.
Yesterday, right.
Okay, the weather was miserable.
Cleveland.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Chubb is a man, okay? He's awesome. First of all, so now we're playing the Baltimore Ravens coming off a bye week with a different style quarterback that can run the ball. And I don't know. I mean,
what if he can't throw the ball?
Yeah, maybe not.
Yeah.
But I mean, you're playing two back-to-back games with teams coming off of a bye. Okay, they're fresh. You know, like I said, the weather was miserable last night. And to what's his face about the Dallas game, the guy that just called before. I'm kind of on the lines with that a little bit, but we'll be fresh off our heels, too. So I want your take on that, and I'm going to end this with shut up, Flacco. Shut up. And that's it.
Okay. Thanks. I don't know why we got to tell Flacco to shut up.
He didn't like Flacco questioning the play call.
Guess not.
At the end of that game.
I guess not.
I thought it was a reasonable question to ask.
Reasonable. Oh, wow.
Reasonable.
The New York Jets just traded Leonard Williams to the Giants.
Well, he doesn't have to go far. Doesn't have to sell his house.
Yeah.
Or, you know, find a new apartment. Wow. That's convenient. That's good. Coming up next, the latest trade rumor for the Patriots. And it's from not Jason LaCanfora. It's from Jay Glazer. And Jay Glazer has got, I don't know, maybe a little bit more of a track record on these types of things. Jay Glazer on what the Patriots may soon be looking at in the trade market ahead of the deadline, which is tomorrow afternoon. So we get a little bit more than 24 hours left for the Patriots and all other NFL teams to make a move. What else could they be acquiring by tomorrow? It may surprise you. That's from Jay Glazer. Also, something from Greg Bedard last night about a player that was previously unavailable that may soon be available. We'll get to those two items coming up next.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
You're buying in on any of the trade rumors out there?
Not really. I mean, I do think that they might be looking a little bit for tight ends. You know, look, there are people out there like Jason LaCanfora who report everything that they hear. And that includes, you know, the Patriots are going to check in on everybody. So that the Patriots are having quote-unquote trade talks or whatever. No, that is Nick Caserio or one of his underlings calling and saying, like, hey,
what's the deal?
So what's
with
the price?
Yeah.
They're going to check the price on everything because you don't know unless you ask.
Well, they want to know who's available.
Right.
Who's out there on the market.
Right. And I've heard that Howard might become available in the next day or so.
Yeah. Really?
Mm-hmm.
He was previously unavailable.
Correct. That might change. He was held out this weekend with a quote-unquote hamstring injury, that might be to keep them healthy for the trade docket.
It's Greg Bedard. Last night on the Shaw's Patriots postgame show.
With the Spice Girls in the background.
Oh, banging in the background
tell
there.
Me what you want, what you really, really want.
It's definitely not the Spice Girls.
Yes, what? What do you mean?
No, that's the song.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the original. That wasn't the Spice Girls in the background.
Yeah,
though.
We know it wasn't the Spice
so
Girls.
So there's actually karaoke going on at Howl.
No, but it wasn't even like the song playing in the background. It was somebody else singing the song.
I'm coming next postgame, and I'm going to put money in a jar, and I'm going to sing.
Oh, why not?
Postgame.
Why not? That wasn't even one of the louder tracks last night. You knew what it was right away. You're like, Spice Girls in the background. I'm like, oh, yeah.
No bass in that one.
Do you think they could play Let Me Clear My Throat on a piano? By DJ Cole? I'll do that.
I don't know if that's in their repertoire.
I don't know. You'll have to come and ask them yourself.
I'll pre-request it. We'll get that on the list. Make sure they know that one.
Great. Can't wait. Awesome. But Greg Bedard says O.J. Howard could become available. After previously being unavailable.
I've been hearing that. Yes, available, not available. Yes, available, not available.
No, he has been consistently not available.
I mean,
according to all reports.
You don't think he can still throw the ball to Ben Watson a little bit more? Start looking at the tight end, incorporating him more into it? I mean, I know the one hit him in the helmet a week ago. He wasn't ready for that one. But the rest of him, he's pretty much where he should be.
But he sat out a game this weekend. He was held out, and it could be that they were holding him out to get him healthy to trade him. So the Patriots could be maybe looking at acquiring an additional tight end. Wouldn't that still be an upgrade over what they have? Wouldn't that be an upgrade to help? Wouldn't that be good? O.J. Howard and Ben Watson?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you like that?
Yeah. What are you giving up to get him?
I don't know. The price would probably be high. That's my guess. It would not be an easy trade to make. You'd be giving up something of value to get that player. I think Greg suggested a first-round pick. Did he not? Yeah. That's what he suggested. Because the Patriots' first-round pick is so late that it's, you know, basically a second-round pick.
Or do they need a running back?
I don't know. Why? What are you suggesting?
I don't know. You got a couple running backs.
Like who?
Oh, not James White.
Damian Harris?
Could be Harris or Michelle. Who knows?
Oh, Sony Michel's on the block.
I didn't say he's on the block, but I'm like, yeah, if you're not going to like utilize him, get him going and feed him the rock, maybe somebody wants him to could use him as a running back, like a full-time guy, you know?
Oh, okay.
They fed him pretty well yesterday, though. Didn't he have like 16, 17 carries?
I thought it was getting him going, yeah. And then he goes out for a while, you know, and then here comes Burkhead for a series. It's a weird mix.
It's an odd name to throw out there. Sony Michel could potentially trade Sony Michel? So?
Well, I'm just saying, like, what do you have? Like, okay, Gordon's gone. You IR'd him, you're gonna cut him.
Yeah.
You're really not giving up any defenders. I don't see you giving up anybody on defense. Safeties, you want to give up a safety?
No, I thought it was always draft picks.
Chung's up, he's down.
You're taking it to a new place.
Could be.
I like what you're doing.
Well, I'm saying, okay, there's always other teams out there that want to get better too.
You're saying how about trade some guys off
the
roster?
So I'm looking at you and your offense, and if your offense hasn't hit rhythm, why isn't your offense hit rhythm? Or where are you struggling? Down inside the five. I don't know. I'm just throwing
Who's your bell cow if Michelle's gone?
It's probably White.
Really? He's going to get hurt if you give him
the ball 17
times.
I know that. That's what I fear. I think the problem is you have so many running backs that are different.
You know, they don't trust Harris enough to even activate
him. They don't. Bolden is so far ahead of
Burkhead's
Harris.
Burkhead's fragile.
It's like you can't. I'm looking at positions where they have a bunch of guys. They have a bunch of running backs. They have a bunch of safeties. You know, they have some depth up front with some young guys.
Okay.
Young guys, you know. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Here's another one. This is from Jay Glazer today about something the Patriots could be doing.
Believe it or not, the Patriots are still in the market for a receiver.
That's it. As we pulled that out of one sentence that he dropped today. Believe it or not, the Patriots are still in the market for a receiver. They're still
Believe it or not, the Patriots are still in the market
yes.
for a receiver.
There it is.
And then you're getting inkling that maybe Harry's not ready, if you're making that statement, right? Because you have that receiver there. Or you just don't trust a rookie. Do you put that rookie in the Damian Harris camp? I don't know.
Does Howard fall into that category as a receiver?
Yeah, I would say that.
You didn't say wide receiver. You said a receiver.
Well, you're not bringing him here to be a blocker. Yeah. I mean, all I know is this, too. Tomlinson is trying to function as a fullback. They did it a little bit with Watson yesterday. I mean, they're getting square on the blocks. They're not moving people like Devlin moved them. And I think that hurts Sony, too. Like, there could be more there for Sony if he had his fullback back.
617.
Well, real quick, maybe that's a telling thing that you're not getting, you know, Devlin back. Right? Because if you want to advance things, help the blocking game, you get a blocking tight end, maybe get your fullback back, but that's not going to happen.
Well, this will all be wrapped up by tomorrow.
Yeah.
We will know by tomorrow, and we will no longer be talking trades and trade targets after tomorrow. That is the deadline in the NFL. Dan in Worcester, what do you think the Patriots should do at the trade deadline?
Well, first of all, guys, love the signing. I love the trade for Sanu. Really good pickup. I think he fits exactly what they need. But my question, it's more for Zoe, is there any way they can acquire both a tight end and an offensive line? I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, there's always ways you can do everything. Sure. Absolutely. But I mean, like the Solder you know, rumors that are out there that they may want to move on from him. And yeah, could you get him here for a year? Sure. And cut him next year to get that number down? Yeah. But the amount of money that gets accelerated for the Giants makes no sense for them to do that to help you. I mean, there's two sides to everything here. And what type of receiver are you getting at this point? You know, like Sanu's the, you know, Sanu and Sanders were the cream of the crop. Unless you get the guy that gave him the shoes, you know?
Oh.
Yeah, nice gift.
That'd be a big haul.
I'll just put these in my locker until I get there.
The Sounds of Sunday
are
coming your way next. It's going to be good.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Zolak and Bertrand.
That's a 3-inch difference between those two guys.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Everybody.
98.5, the Sports Hub presents Zolak and Bertrand's Sounds of Sunday.
It's time to get crazy. We're getting loopy. That's right.
Sunday. Gotta hear Sounds of Sunday.
Intern, right? What the hell is the intern laughing at?
Felt good.
What are you laughing at?
Fun.
Good job screening calls.
Yeah.
He has been killing it on the call screen.
He's been really good on the call screen.
I like to talk about Tom Brady. And
oh, man. The Sounds of Sunday are here. Let's do it.
Come on.
What are you waiting for?
It's like Baker Mayfield waiting for the snap. Come on. Let's go.
Oh.
Let's go.
Remember that movie Ricochet, though?
Never saw it.
Never saw Ricochet with Denzel Washington?
Nope.
John Lithgow?
Nope. Never mind. I'll tell you what that is.
No. Denzel, not Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's go.
Well, Jim won't remove the edit lock. Hold on. I got to do it myself. Every time I got to remove an edit lock.
That's computers going on here.
I know. All right, here we go. We begin with DeAndre Hopkins. Talked about passing the 8,000-yard mark for his career. A lot of yards.
You know, when you're out there, you're going up against a man one-on-one most of the time. And, you know, I got to thank the quarterbacks that's helped me get 8,000 yards. I can't throw the ball to myself, even the Brock Osweilers, you know, the Brandon Whedons.
Even the Brock Osweilers and Brandon Whedon.
Osweiler tried to retire. He's even still getting crushed.
You know, I got to thank those guys. Honestly, you know, y'all might laugh, but, you know, I can't throw the ball to myself.
Yeah, we are laughing because you said even the Brock Osweilers and the Brandon, even the guys who suck, I got to thank them because, you know, some of those yards did come from passes from those guys. So I got to do it. Got to force my hand. Thank you. All right, let's move on to Bears.
What Brandon Whedon's up to right now? Yeah,
nothing.
Guess.
Where does he live?
Nothing.
I totally
forgot. That will help inform what he might be up to.
Let me try and find out.
Find out where Brandon Whedon is residing.
Shepherd, goat herder.
He's like he went to Oklahoma State, right?
Maybe he's grown corn.
Yeah, he went to high school in Oklahoma. Went to Oklahoma State.
Okay.
He was born in
Oklahoma.
I'm guessing he was born in Oklahoma. I don't know that, though.
I'll tell you what he's doing.
Yeah, born in Oklahoma City.
I know. He is managing a self-storage facility. A lot of those out in Oklahoma.
All right.
Why don't you just build a barn? It's going to be cheap to build one.
You would think. All right, let's move over to Bears Radio here. The game-winning field goal attempt for Eddie Pinheiro. Here we go. This is the Bears Radio version of it. Okay.
4 seconds left. Chargers cannot call a
freeze timeout. This will be from 41 yards. It'll be on the left hash, angle right.
41 yards, you said?
You sure?
Hey, double-checking that.
41 yards, you said?
Double-checking the math there, boss.
Are you sure about that?
How many yards?
It'll be on the left hash, angle right.
41 yards, you said?
41, my friend.
41. 41.
Check.
Check that.
Roger 41.
That. Roger that. Roger that.
Come 41. On,
operation's got to be smooth. Patrick Scales on the ball. This for a Bears win. Snap. Placement down by O'Donnell. Kick by Eddie Pinheiro. Kick. He's up. No! It is no good.
Oh!
He missed it as time expires.
That's a nice That is a nice Northern Midwest accent right there. Time expires. And the tires deflate on the car. Oh, time expires.
He missed it as time expires.
Expires.
17-16, Chargers the win.
I thought it was good.
And the pain of another miss at that end of Soldier Field resonates with this disappointed crowd.
No, it did not.
I thought it was good.
And the pain of another miss at that end of Soldier Field.
Oh, my God.
And someone on little Italian kickers, huh?
Pain from the loss.
Chargers the win.
I thought it was good.
No, it wasn't good. You just lost to a crap bag Chargers team. 17-16. Yuck.
How many yards?
41, my friend.
Okay, thank you very much. All right, moving on. All right.
Tenfold.
Let's do Patriots radio. Now, first we're going to flash back. This is a flashback to the Sounds of Sunday from November 27th, 2017.
Whoa!
Wow.
Cheap points. And you got Scarnecchia chewing carrots out right now. Hey, that ain't on Brady.
Pardon my French.
Pardon your French. Well, what? Why would you say that, Zoe? Why would you say, pardon my French?
I screwed up a word. You shouldn't use ain't. That's just a saying.
Saying is typically used when you swear.
Yeah.
When in Rome.
You say,
but when in Rome.
Pardon my French.
Yeah, use the F.
Yeah.
Can't use it on a broadcast. So.
But you know that's not the normal usage of pardon my French.
Maybe I didn't.
Did you know yesterday?
Nope.
You ain't going to arm tackle this guy. Pardon my French, but man, yeah. This guy is a strong runner.
There it is again. Ain't and then pardon my French for you go hand in hand.
You ain't going to arm tackle this guy. Pardon my French.
Okay.
The only reason is we went to go save it in the system and it said this file already exists.
Really?
And it was from November 22nd, 2017. That's how we noticed he did it before.
You went to label it Pardon My French and it was like, no, Pardon
Sounds
My French.
Sounds of Sunday-Zoe Pardon My French was already in there.
Why is he still laughing?
It's terrific.
The intern's still laughing.
He's a happy kid.
Because he's enjoying a laugh.
You know what?
Because it's funny.
Because he's jolly.
He's head on a swivel. His head's moving like it's a look over. You look like a freaking squirrel.
He's jolly.
It's like, where's the nut? Where's the nut? Got to get the nut. Where's the dog? Dog's coming.
As usual in the booth yesterday, good conversation during the sponsor reads.
Yeah.
Our fine, fine sponsors on the Patriots Radio Network.
Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Was that Duncan?
Yes, sir.
They got them scary donuts now. You see those? Do you get them for kids?
They had about a half dozen of them yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, bat ones.
Yeah. Saturday stroll through
a spider.
Town Square, Cleveland, in the candy corn attire, the
stroll.
Orange and the brown, going right to left.
The worst candy ever, by the way, candy corn. Oh.
5:17 to go in the third. Chapter staff to Mayfield.
I barely know what the hell happened.
I was staring at him when he said that. He's
no
on
idea
medication.
What just happened?
He's on antibiotics and he has.
Oh, hey.
He's got a little bronchitis working.
He was playing hurt yesterday, Bob Soucy.
Saturday strolls through.
Tip of the cap to him. Playing hurt, playing through illness, making it work yesterday.
Did this work?
He's had about a half dozen of them yesterday.
Yeah. Get the bat ones. Yeah.
Saturday stroll through
a spider.
Town Square.
Possessed for Halloween there for a moment?
I don't know. That nine people talking and there's only two of you. It sounds like there's...
Was that an editing error?
No. Or
that was... Like,
I don't know what that spider... Spider Town Square...
They were each telling their story about Dunkin' Donuts separately.
Yeah. Hold on. Kill the music, Jim. I want to analyze this as much as we can. Thank you.
You see those? Do you get them for kids?
Kids had about a half dozen of them yesterday.
Yeah.
Kids had about a half dozen of them yesterday, is what he said. But he said it in a very speedy way.
All right. Let's move on here. This was about a minute and a half after that, okay?
Cuts it back left, and then Sonny Michel with tough running picks up an extra yard or two out to the 35. Schobert eventually brings him down.
Are you getting the delightful smells of buffalo chicken? Like, we don't have it here in the booth.
Yes,
but
there is.
I mean,
strong.
It smells delightful. Why don't you go find out, Capella, where that's coming from? Nice run by Michelle.
You know, by the way, I got a testimonial from the voice of the Bills about the chicken wings here. John Murphy, great guy.
Yeah.
Apparently makes friends with fans in front of their booth. He said they have brought him chicken wings, and they're almost on par
nice.
With what he's accustomed to do back home. Brady throws it to the right. Darn. Caught by Edelman.
That's the baseball Bob there.
Always the pro,
Brady
though.
Throws the ball to the right.
In the midst of all the chicken wing talk, Zoe's good enough to sprinkle in a little football.
Why don't you go find out, Capella, where that's coming from? Nice run by Michelle.
It was hit. It was right under Capella my nose. It was... You can hear me smell it.
I smelled it. I got it.
I'm like, where's that? That smells awesome. And they had a big basket of a lot of new menu items there at Gillette. Fantastic.
Now, we have a great crew, you know, for these football games. But every once in a while, the microphones are on just a smidge too late.
Uh-oh.
Just every once in a while.
Uh-oh.
You stand too long when you're going to commercial. You think they're off.
Up by one of the Browns downfield at the 13-yard line.
They almost got that punt.
Sione Takitaki covering up for Cleveland with a timeout here at Foxborough. 12:54 to go in the first half. Patriots 17 and the Browns nothing on the Safety Insurance 98.5. The Sports Hub Patriots Radio Network.
You say Takitaki.
Hey, it's got Zolak.
Someone say, did you say Takitaki? Because it makes me want some Saki Saki. Let's get going.
Radio Network.
You say Taki.
Hey, it's Scott Zolak.
You say Taki. Hey, it's Scott Zolak. So we could put a bow on it and say that was a good Sounds of Sunday.
That's a good
it
was.
But
what?
We got bonus content that came in late.
We got a grip of audio from the UMass football game.
Oh, Jesus. A game that Scott Zolak attended.
I witnessed this travesty in person.
Travesty calls it. Zoe attended the UMass game.
I watched a lot on TV. It's worse in person.
I don't know that UMass wants you to break it down because you get personally offended by bad football. And I heard your breakdown. It's mean. But it's the truth. Truth hurts.
Call right, like I see.
We'll continue it in 90 seconds. Here are
The Dave McGilvery Finished Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.